It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram guesting for Steve. And as you know, we dig back into music history. When I'm in charge of the old program here, the Marvelettes at number one on the U.S. singles chart in 1961. Please, Mr. Postman, would later give the Carpenters a number one hit in 1975. And who plays drums on Please, Mr. Postman? A guy you might have heard of named Marvin Gaye, at 22 years old, playing drums on the Marvelettes' number one hit on this day in 1961, Please, Mr. Postman, hitting the top of the charts. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, stevegruber.com and at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. You can find our next guest on Twitter at Rabbi Spiro, and his book is available at Amazon.com and elsewhere, called Push Back, Reclaiming the American Judeo-Christian Spirit. He is Rabbi Aryeh Spiro. Rabbi, good morning to you. Thanks for joining the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, good morning to you.
And mentioned, you know, President Caucus for America as well. And, you know, the book is available in a number of places, including Amazon. I'd seen the story recently. I wanted to ask you about Arab countries in talks for possible Arab-American military alliance against Iran. What do you see happening in that area of the country, or area of the world, I should say?
Well, there's a big difference between President Trump, thankfully, and President Obama. President Obama had a lot of confidence in Iran. He made a deal with Iran, which would allow them to go forward with some of their nuclear plans as long as they, according to the deal, as long as they would allow the United States to monitor their development, which, of course, is just not possible because they're hiding it from us. In contrast, President Trump looks at Iran as a great threat, and unlike President Obama, who provided them billions and billions, up to the tune of $150 billion and a lot of cash that he sent them directly on pallets, on secret cargo planes, President Trump isn't doing that. He realizes that they are a threat, as do many Arab countries in the region. The Iranians are Shiite Muslims, and they're always in competition with the Sunni Muslims. So they're a threat to Israel and to the Arab countries. And he set in motion, I think it started with Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, to maybe combine, for the first time, a unified front between these Sunni Arab countries, some of them, and Israel, together with America, against the threat of Iran. So we're seeing, at this moment, some of this start to unfold.
Now, has there any, has there ever been anything in place or even close to fruition that would rival this sort of Arab-American alliance that's being discussed?
Nothing, because this includes Israel. Mm-hmm. And up until this point, since the creation of the State of Israel, there have been no Arab countries that were willing to recognize Israel, so they would not join in any partnership with Israel, because joining a partnership is a form of recognition. So beyond having the United States and the Arab countries together with Israel work against the diabolical plans of Iran, this means that these Arab countries are recognizing Israel. This is a major, major breakthrough.
Rabbi Aryeh Spiro with us. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. When you look at Iran, you mentioned the differences with the way the president, President Trump, has treated the country and President Obama. We were told all these terrible things might happen if President Trump pulled out of the Iran deal. What have you seen change, if anything, since that took place?
No, there's nothing bad has happened. You know, we get this from the deep state or the left wing. Whenever they have an agenda, which quite often is contrary to the interests of the United States. They did not put America first. But they say that if you don't do what they want, what they've already put in motion, there's all types of alarm bells that this is going to happen and this is the fallout and the world is coming to an end. And it's not the case. President Trump has disengaged us from supporting Iran. He doesn't like the deal. I didn't like the deal. Anybody with common sense doesn't like the deal. You don't fund Iran, which is the major sponsor of terrorism. You don't fund them to $150 billion on the hope that they're going to somehow reverse what they've been for all these years and they're going to become good boys. Not going to happen. And it's against common sense, but they always warn us. They give us these alarm bells that if you don't follow what they've set in motion, there's going to be disaster. And President Trump is showing that there's no disaster, just like with the Paris Climate Treaty. We're out of that. That was just a plot to redistribute the wealth of the United States to third world countries, even to China, even to India. We're out of it. And contrary to all the alarm bells and the threats from the left, nothing has happened. It's just good for America instead.
Rabbi Spiro, the book, Pushback, Reclaiming the American Judeo-Christian Spirit. We've got about a minute left here before the break. Tell people what they can expect to find if they pick it up.
It's important for a country, like a family, a corporation, a country, to have an identity. And ours is rooted in certain special qualities that were originally broadcast in the Old and New Testament, and this provided us success. That's our identity. There are many people, the transnationalists, the globalists, they want us to just throw this over. They don't want us to identify and live by these things, local control, personal responsibility, free markets, the difference between right and wrong. And what's going to happen is if we have no identity, there'll be a vacuum, and it's going to be replaced by other identities, socialism, communism, Islamicism, Shariaism. So we've got to be careful to maintain that, but we first have to know what it is, and that's what the book Pushback is about. Pushback against all these transnationalists, globalists, who want to just take away the historic identity of America and replace it with something terrible.
Rabbi Arye Spiro, again, the book Pushback, available on Amazon and elsewhere. Thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. Scott Bertram, sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.